This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Having fun here, man. On a Tuesday, let us get to headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen miles in stock with the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Panthers back on the ice tonight. They are taking on the Eastern Conference leading Washington Capitals. Puck drops at 7 o'clock, and you can hear that on 790, the Tick Cat.
Still good?
Yeah.
Man, I'm sorry, I got sidetracked. But I'm like, why don't we mention Jalen Hurts with Allen, Burrow, and Lamar?
Boudreau.
I mean,
why don't we?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a weird thing.
Right. Because he's been a Super Bowl, same as Burrow.
Mm-hmm.
He could win one this year, two Super Bowls already.
For that turnover, probably outplayed Mahomes in the last one.
Right. And, like, we still, it's them damn Philly fans.
You blaming them?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, just think, the whole attitude of how we think about that team is all, the starting point is, they don't like their coach, and
In fairness, is it also A.J. Brown's fault? Because he seems to be whining a lot, you know.
But what? Here.
Reading
books. I've never been on a team.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say, I have been on a team. They didn't really whine about the ball in Minnesota. But every wide receiver complains about not getting the ball. It's nothing new. It's not. I'm always open. I'm like, this is nothing new to football. So the fact that if A.J. Brown only has three catches and, you know, and he wants more catches, I never have a problem with that. The problem is, you know, contrary to popular belief, like, when you watch film and you see an open guy, right? plays are designed for a quarterback to look a certain way, right? So here's the concept. We're going to read high to low. We're going to read low to high, depending on the situation. If it's like third and two, you're going to check that first guy and hit the guy. That's how they look. So if they're looking over here and the guy beats his guy on the backside and he goes, I was open, that's not fair to the play design either. So, like, yeah. Wide receivers always complain. Like, that's not new. I don't have a problem with that. That's being a competitor. I want to get the damn ball. Mm-hmm. Of course. That means he's going to do everything he can to get the ball, not quit. Once you quit, my hands are tied. I can't.
Speaking of, Tyreek Hill's camp, according to the Miami Herald, has indicated he doesn't want to leave the Dolphins, but he does want them to make moves to make the roster improved.
Hold up.
Damage is done.
Let me get this straight. You quit on the team and you got demands? Is that right?
He just wants to see some tweets.
Wait. You quit. And you coming and making demands? Oh, I don't want to leave, but I just want the team to do a couple of things.
He wants to win.
You play a pivotal role in that.
Fair point.
If he wasn't playing Hong Kong Fooey with the football periodically. Right?
When's the last time you heard a Hong Kong Fooey?
Hong Kong Fooey?
The song.
The Kung Fu Fighting?
No.
Hong Kong Fu was a cartoon.
It was a cartoon, yeah. So, like, are you?
Jesus.
Ah! He's making demands!
Well, it's his camp. His camp sourced in the Herald.
Don't give a rat's ass who it is. Nobody should be saying nothing.
Wow.
Except like, Tyreek, and keep in mind, who was the guy that said, don't make nothing of that press conference. I understand.
Yeah, of course.
I understand the heat of the moment. It kind of built to that point, and I understood the frustration. I'm the only guy that said, don't make nothing of that. But then you come back with...
He just wants to see some tweaks.
Yeah, you lucky they don't come in and tweak your contract.
Well, we'll see.
May have to.
I trade him for Cooper Kupp.
Wow! Intangibles?
Wow.
Whoa.
But, come on.
Gooseys.
It's not possible to be that unaware, right? Even his camp.
He's the cheetah.
It's his camp.
It's Drew Rosenhaus. Drew Rosenhaus got up there the day after. He goes, a lot of other people didn't play games that he played in. I'm like, oh, Drew, come on, dude. Come on, dude.
Oh, my goodness. What are we doing? Like, it's off season. Like, I'm going to be honest with you. I got all the love in the world for Tyreek.
We hosted this gala.
All the love in the world for his agent. I think that guy is a bulldog when it comes to getting guys their money. Nothing but respect for him.
Yep.
Put the Twitter fingers down. Right? Like, nobody wants to hear from Tyreek or Tyreek's camp Super Bowl week when you ain't been playing football in four weeks. Like, it's just, that's just being.
I'm with you.
Like,
Are you okay?
I'm.
I just want to get the exact line.
You know what that's equivalent to?
Sure.
If after the game, Gary Anderson would have said, well, if we would have made a couple of more plays, we would have won the game.
Agreed. You need to know.
That's what that is the equivalent to. And again, number love for him. But not the time.
Mm-mm.
Not the time.
Mm-mm.
Oh, my goodness. Like, is everybody feeling where I'm coming from? Does that not make sense? Right?
Hills
Why he's out here like LeBron?
Hills Camp has this from Barry Jackson. Hills Camp has indicated that he simply wants Miami to bolster the roster because he wants to win. He said that he made his January 5th on out comments out of frustration.
I said that.
Mm-hmm.
I said that. Like, there was nothing. Don't worry about it. It happens. It happens. But you had time to think before you said this.
I would have, well.
I mean, but when was the last time? Now, first of all, I mean, he out here like De'Aaron Fox. Right? Before I sign the extension, I want to see where we are.
That's true.
Like LeBron.
Well, he already signed the contract, though.
Right. But this right here. When's the last time you heard a wide receiver to say something like that? I mean, even here, you know how I feel about Myles Garrett. And I'm okay with Myles Garrett doing what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
I am. I understand.
I get what Myles Garrett's doing.
I get what he's doing.
He's
right.
In his team
but
is.
Look at the way he did it.
Oh, yeah. 15 sacks, 17 games.
No, let me just say, I'm going to wait to make my decision before I see how they tweak the roster.
Well, don't they, like, how does his contract, I think there's going to be dead cap on it, but don't, like, isn't he trying to get out in front of it because, you know, they could, couldn't they just, like, let him go because of the league year or something like that?
They ain't going to let him go.
All right.
You got to try to get something for him. Like, if you can get some picks and a decent player return, mm-hmm. like, the player part of it never met, you know, like, what happened with Luka and Anthony Davis? That never happens in football, except, and it still didn't really happen when Goff and Stafford switched, because one was free agent and one was trade.
Yeah, and also like Goff was definitely damaged goods. I think at that point he was pretty low value at that point.
Right. So, like, yeah. When have you ever heard like a wide receiver say something like that? Never.
I can't think of it.
Right.
I mean, like, I'm just thinking of, like, Terrell Owens beefs with quarterbacks.
He never said, I need to see what they do to the roster. Right?
By the way, congratulations is in order.
Who?
Pat Riley.
Ah, what did he do this time?
He struck a deal.
Oh?
To Kansas City for the three-peat.
Yep.
Oh!
About to get that money, dude!
Oh, did he? What's up? Do you have any deets on the deal?
Let's see. The NFL strikes a deal with Pat Riley to use three-peat if the Chiefs win. Miami Heat executive first trademarked the phrase in 1988. If the Chiefs become the first NFL team to win three Super Bowls in a row, Pat Riley has a chance to make some money.
Wow.
That's because the former NBA player, coach, and current Miami Heat executive owns the trademark to various forms of three-peat, giving him the rights to use the phrase from everything from apparel to jewelry, and his last two filings to backpacks and beverages.
Ooh.
Oh, three-peat juice.
That's pretty good.
Only one team can drink it.
Wow.
Dang.
His attorney, John Aldrich, told CLL's collect. I guess it's collect with no vowels. Put some vowels in your name.
Crazy hipsters.
Told collect on Tuesday that there is an agreement in place for the NFL to use three-peat if it happens. Aldrich would not comment on what percentage royalty Riley would make, but did say plans are, as been in the past, earmarked for the Pat Riley Family Foundation. How about that? Congrats to Pat.
That's Pat great. Riley is in that family.
That is great.
He is in that family. Pat Riley's like, ugh, listen, I ain't making trades, but I am. He goes, I'm getting some merchandise money and I'm taking Jimmy's money.
Let's see. If, look, just realistically, we'll never know the exact percentage, but let's say a three-peat t-shirt on NFL.com costs mm-hmm. you $25
nope.
before taxes. More?
Yeah.
$35.
Because it's Super Bowl merch.
Super Bowl merch.
How much goes to Pat Riley?
How many dollars are going in Pat
I would
Riley's
say
pocket?
$2 a shirt.
That's still good, though.
Huh?
That's still good, though.
Yeah.
You got to think 40,000, 50,000 Chiefs fans minimum buying that shirt.
No, 40, they'll sell. 000.
They're going to sell millions. Millions of that
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. So good. He's so good. He is so good.
Dang, but only $2.
Huh? Dude's about to make a max contract on the Chiefs merch.
The Chiefs? This guy's probably the biggest Chiefs fan in South Florida.
We're all sick of the Chiefs. Parra's like, not me.
There's no, I don't even want to think that far because, God, that would be so insufferable. No one has 4-peat or anything like that, right? What's after 3-peat?
I mean, 4-peat doesn't really rhyme.
It's not cool, right?
It was just a dynasty. I don't know. What do you call a 4-peat?
4-peat.
Man. Dominance.
Yeah, but that's just not, doesn't sell
I mean,
for me.
Think about this. He has never not been to the AFC Championship. 1 year he didn't, right?
Yeah.
So yeah.
No, and then before it was like, oh, well, he's always been at home. And then,
he did that last year.
Yeah, no, it was really nothing else.
Now we got the refs in the bag.
And God.
Of course. of course. We can't forget God. We can't forget God.
Yeah, of course.
We'll take a break. We will hear a little bit. Roger Goodell put some thoughts out there for all the controversy and conspiracy theorists out there. Take a break. Back after this.
It's our number 2 with Tobin and Leroy.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen. This is a Jazzy Fizzle production. Fizzle.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until
Mr. Unlimited.
I want to let you guys know that we got a giveaway today. If you guys want to win a pair of tickets to see Billy Currington and Kip Moore in concert with special guest Jade Eagleson at Meisner Park in Boca at the end of June, you guys keep on listening. We'll give away those pair of tickets. It's a Live Nation show. We also got another contest for you, the Slam Dunk in Vegas. Travel and accommodations for one winner and three guests to Las Vegas, plus $20,000. It's easy to enter. Just download the free Odyssey app, log in, or register for an account, and you listen to WQM or any participating station each day for a minimum of 1 hour for your entry. You can do it every day. The Slam Dunk in Vegas for your chance to win. Just listen to WQM on the free Odyssey app. Travel dates are March 17th through the 22nd, and when in Las Vegas at the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas' premium sports viewing destination, and visit the biggest March hoops party at Stadium Swim. This is a national contest. Speaking of Vegas, a lot of people are going to bet on the Super Bowl, understandably. It's fun. And people are wondering, is this game on the level? And this had to be answered yesterday by the commish, Roger Goodell, because everyone thinks the Chiefs are cheating. The Kansas City cheats. Now, this is what he had to say to that. You be the judge if you believe him or not.
I think the men and women that officiate in the NFL are outstanding. They have the highest possible standards. It's a ridiculous theory for anyone who might take it seriously. But at the end of the day, it's something we always have to continue to work on. How do we make our officiating better at all times? And if you look at the Chiefs' record, which I think is an amazing thing, people talk about the competitiveness of our league. The Chiefs, with their 15 wins, 15-2 this year, 11 of those 15 games were within one score. And I think that talks about the competitiveness of our game and the importance of how we officiate it, but also the competitiveness of how we play it.
Spoken like a true guy trying to cover up a crime.
Scott. Hey, right hey, through that,
you know what?
Dude.
One of the things I hate about this whole argument and this whole deal is that we tend to do that, and it takes away from the greatness of what they're accomplishing, right? And that part drives me crazy. But if you're a fan of the other team, you always think they get the breaks.
Unless they always do get the breaks, though, dude.
Really? Yeah, like everybody was like, oh, the Patriots are cheating. The Patriots are cheating. And they were
cheating. They were cheating.
They were cheating. They were totally cheating. So yep. I don't see this as any different.
They used to play like ring around around the rosy around the referees too. And they'd be like, love me, you know? You think that didn't we just have this whole an umpire just got fired in baseball over gambling?
Yeah.
Is it crazy to think that one of the referees is a Swiftie? Get a couple extra tickets.
Come on.
In the pit.
Makes sense.
All you got to do is say, "Oh, Travis Kelce controlled that ball before it went to the ground."
Got to stay moisturized, champ.
Interesting. Very
interesting.
Did he ever address?
Is that so? Yeah. So, at what point?
It's not really addressing the elephant in the room, though. It's really calling that elephant a llama. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Don't worry about that.
Like, so,
just a llama.
We think the only reason they have a chance to repeat is because
not the only, but it's one of those things that always is in the back of your head. Like, when's it happening? You know what I mean? Like, you know, like when you go into a fight. I mean, they always say, "Oh, you got to beat the champ decisively." Not really. It's supposed to be on the level. That's what it's supposed to be. But everybody always tilts that way.
Yeah, no,
and they think that
when
way.
When we were at the fights, I'm like, "Oh, this has been dominated by." He's like, "Dude, I've seen worse."
Yeah,
man.
Because I've seen it. I've seen corruption. And so, like, you know, maybe do you be like, "Oh, do they actively try and think about it?" Maybe not. But does it influence them in any way possible? Can't rule it out.
Look at that.
Can't rule it out. And you know how I love how offended the Chiefs are getting now?
Oh.
Why are you guys buying into this? Oh, I don't know, dude. Why do you feel so guilty about it? You know what I mean? Kind of feels like the guys who used to lash out because we knew they were juicing.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Like, ooh,
I'm juicing. Rage. I never juice.
Whoa. Instead of just laughing it off.
Yeah.
And now,
guilty.
You know who lashes out?
The guilty.
The guilty. The guilty lash out, Leroy.
That's right.
The guilty lash out.
That's what they say.
That's what they say, dude.
I never heard him address
this. So if he would have never responded to it,
yeah,
then it wouldn't have been a thing. You know, that's what the league does. Like, they respond to the noise out there. Like, when there was the noise about the concussion, the league spoke out. When there's, you know, when people have questions about certain things, he'll respond to that. That's what this press conference is for.
Yeah.
So, you know, the word 17. On the street was is that the league is working hand in hand to get...
Hand in hand, dude. Hand in hand.
And so... He responded to it.
Taking a little stroll through the park.
You, yeah. So you
the
don't
NFL
think,
and corruption.
You make it sound
two
like
two peas in a pod.
You make it sound like they're not any good.
Who, the Chiefs?
Yeah.
They're good. They're good.
They're good.
They're good. But, you know, are they that good? I don't know. Pretty coincidental.
Well,
a lot of the
I always look at it like this. The closer your game is, the more you nitpick and look at certain plays of the game.
Hmm.
And because they've played a lot of close games, we do this with them, right? If they had been like, I got to tell you, when I was with the Vikings, nobody cared. We were blowing everybody out.
Sure.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody would care about breaks and all that stuff.
Yep.
But even with the Patriots, win a lot of close games.
But the Patriots cheat.
Win a lot of close games.
But they cheat.
Okay.
They did cheat. You can't deny that they cheated. They cheated.
All right.
You cheat the game, the only one you're cheating is cheating yourself.
Oh, my God. Can you stop?
And they cheated.
Why do we?
They cheated against a 3-13 Bengals team.
How can they do that?
That's damage is done.
Damage is done.
Damage is done was them getting caught cheating against the pre-Joe Burrow Bengals.
Now.
You want to know why?
My question
do
is
do you want to know why?
Why?
Because cheaters cheat. Dude.
So my question is this. And I'm, like, really don't get this.
Okay.
You do realize, for every game, the other team sends all of their video, all their games, and they exchange. And I don't even know if you have to exchange, and now it just goes into a server.
Probably like a hard drive, like a Dropbox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're required to give all of your tape to the other team.
Interesting.
Right. That's what I'm trying to... trying to figure.
Then why were you filming in an illegal spot?
I don't know. That's like my point. Like how
look at
why and I then and oh, then
done, my
here's the other thing. Hmm? Just because you know what's coming doesn't mean you can stop it.
Says the Michigan fan.
Yeah, you know what? I was going to say.
Okay, guess what? His boy I know on third and one and fourth and one, the tush push is
you
coming.
You know something? Yeah. You know who said the same thing?
Who?
Yeah. The Astros.
That's right.
The Astros, dude.
That is right.
What does it matter if you know the fastball is coming? What if you mean it's a breaking ball? You still got to hit it. Hardest thing in sports. Man. Says the cheaters.
Cheaters.
So if the Eagles win, it won't be cheating. But if the Pats win, they did everything. I mean, if the Chiefs win.
Look at that.
The refs have done everything
to help
them. If
the Chiefs blow them out, the Chiefs blow them out.
No, but if it's a close game.
If it's a close game.
Then you're going to every play or call. That's what happens when it's close
games. Why is there always a play or call, though?
Because they play a lot of close games.
But there's always a call that goes their way.
All right.
Yeah, like if I knew the refs were going to side with me, I'd lean towards a close game.
Do you think that the Bills got that first down? And I'm not here to. I don't want the Bills to be in the
Twice.
Super Bowl.
Twice.
But did you think that they got that first down?
Twice.
No.
Come
Leroy.
On.
Even with review.
Leroy.
So you say between Leroy. The guys on the field and the review, they were all trying to help the Chiefs. All
right.
I've had enough of this.
Why, dude? Is it because I brought up the Michigan thing? I'm sorry.
No.
It was a cheap shot.
No, I don't care. Listen.
You went too far.
I'm going to tell you like this. Damage is done. Champs.
Damage is done.
Right? Champs.
I understand. I know what that's like. I've been there.
Ohio State.
You know?
When people, I will say this.
When people talked about
If you have a complaint about the Chiefs, it's this. And this pisses me off with Patrick Mahomes. Dude, they're already going out of their way to protect you. Stop begging.
The flopping?
Oh, my God. Yeah, well, come on, dude.
Why would you, you know what happens with criminals? Here's the thing with criminals. They keep doing more crimes. They keep pushing the limit to see what crimes can I get away with before I'm caught. And so Patrick Mahomes
was like, Leroy was crooked like his big toe.
Jeez.
Point four.
I'm actually not
Witcher.
I'm actually not crooked. I just think that we make a lot more of. I would like the games.
No, but it definitely got over the line of scrimmage for that first down.
He got passed. For
yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
I literally saw a referee like take a step the other way.
That happens all the time, by the way.
Can't trust them.
No. That literally happens all the time.
Yeah. I got to admit.
Where the two guys are running into the thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And basically you adjust depending on who had the better call, the better look. That's it.
We'll take a break. Appropriately, the damage is done, my friend, is next.
The damage is done, my friend.
Gone, the damage done.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hey, Leroy.
Yes.
Can we get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm? YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
We got a breeze coming out of the east at about, not very, I'll say five, between 5 and 10 miles an hour. It is partly cloudy. Nice mix of sun and clouds. Doesn't look very, doesn't look like it's going to rain. And it's, folks, it's about 80 degrees. It's a heater out there.
It's getting smoky. How you doing, Froggy?
He did excellent. Currently 82 degrees. It has been getting smoky, sun and clouds mixed, as he said. We got winds at 10 miles per hour coming out of the east. And unfortunately, no relief anytime soon.
I got to tell you. See them planes going from right to left. Can't be wrong with the wind.
He knows wind, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's get to damages done, my friend, here on the show. So yesterday, it was reported, big news, that Canelo Alvarez is going to be fighting Terrence Crawford.
Yeah, I saw that. But,
yeah. I know that JFig hates this guy.
Ooh.
We've all been sick and tired of his antics.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about Canelo.
Oh.
I know who you're talking about.
This man had the shamelessness of stepping in a ring with a 60-year-old man. We all saw his ass cheeks. But on the good side of it, Mike Tyson's rich again. And now he has a mansion in Delray Beach.
Hey.
But it appears, ladies and gentlemen, in spite of all of the haters, the naysayers, the damage may be done when it comes to Jake Paul. Because
damage is done.
The word is
what?
On the street.
Jakey poo.
Jake Paul's going to fight Canelo in May.
Is this real, though?
Here's the thing.
Is this real?
It was reported
They're like five weight classes apart.
Are they?
Hey, do you think Canelo cares about weight classes? He's thinking easy money, dude.
Easy money.
And then he's going to fight Terrence Crawford in September. And then I think he's going to be like, see ya. I'm done fighting.
Mm. We're one loss.
Yep.
So between the two of those guys, there's only one loss. No, he has two losses, right?
Who, Canelo?
When he moved up.
Oh, he does. He lost to Dimitri Bivol.
Right. So,
but he and Canelo has, you know, he's got some sketchy ones on his resume. One of the, you know, maybe two Golovkin fights.
I don't understand.
So between him and Floyd, two careers, mm-hmm. two losses.
That's right.
Yeah.
However, JFig says, I hope Jake Paul tastes the floor. Tastes the floor.
What did you think?
Now, like, people want, is this real?
Strange.
I will say, I put some feelers out.
All right.
And people who are very responsive to me, typically.
No response.
Quiet as church mice, which only makes me more, suspicious.
Okay.
No answer is sometimes the answer.
Will we be there?
Okay.
Well, we were asked, hey, you guys are coming in May? I'm like, what's in May?
Hey.
And we were told, Canelo. And I said, who's he fighting?
Ooh.
We got a little, ooh. No comment.
No comment.
But why would you keep that under wraps? Why would you keep that under wraps?
That's it. That's what we got.
So, what I would say is, I believe it. And,
wow, dude.
You got to say, for Jake Paul,
yeah.
As much as you hate him,
yeah.
As much as people laughed at him,
yep.
Are annoyed by him,
yep.
Yeah, he may not be the greatest boxer we've ever seen.
He is a great.
But this dude is about to get in the ring with one of the best fighters on the planet after dragging an old man out there who was once the baddest man on the planet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then there's really nothing left for him to do. I mean, maybe Conor McGregor coked out of his mind. I don't really know. But
I mean, look, once you get Canelo.
Once you get Canelo,
that opens up some doors.
It's kind of like Luka getting traded, right?
Yeah.
It's like when everybody's like, Luka gets traded, Anthony Edwards is like, I'm scared.
Hey, valid point, Timbo Slice.
All right.
Tobin also thought the Paul brothers were fighting each
other. I understand that, but I didn't report. But this wasn't released by the Paul brothers. It was released by a boxing reporter yesterday who's got some credibility. And then I'm telling you, based on, it made me put two and two together.
Because we were told that.
Yeah.
We were told that. Well, like,
not that he was fighting Jake Paul, but we said he's going to be back.
He's going to be fighting in May.
Thought he was fighting in September. No, he's going to fight in May. I was like, who's he fighting?
Cinco de Mayo.
And they're like, of course. That's what the dates.
This
Canelo's like, we'll do a Cinco de Mayo sparring match because that's what it's going to be. What, you're worried about him?
I want him. Like, what? Like, here's the deal.
You're worried.
Canelo's very active.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can't knock him out.
And Jake Paul has only been in front of guys tap, tap, step, right? Swing, haymaker. He's never, like, been with a prime, like, boxer.
Right.
Hmm.
So.
He lost to Tommy Fury.
So.
That's rough.
I mean, even if there's a weight difference, which there will be, Canelo knows his way around the ring a little bit better than Jake Paul. Jake Paul may be a, you know, a serious boxer.
He's been a professional since he's 16 years old.
Right. Right. There ain't nothing he hasn't seen.
Buffalo Mayweather at 23.
Yeah.
He's seen everything.
That's why I think this might happen to David Moreau. Fighting a guy really young.
It might. It might. But the damage is done, J Fig. I don't know what to tell you. Jake Paul's star only seems like it's going to get brighter in boxing.
Damage is done.
What do you got, Leroy? What's your damage?
All right, so I got pictures from New Orleans.
From?
The 12 inches of snow.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And let's just say my hometown does not know how to handle said snow. I talked to my dad. He said, man, it's snowing all over the place. He said, I tried to put some stuff on it to, I'm like, stuff?
Yeah.
I said, what did you do? He said, I figured if I squirt the ice with water, it would melt.
What?
I said, counterpoint, Dad.
Okay.
You could also be creating a slip and slide in an ice rink. And he goes.
And then more ice.
He goes, maybe. Yeah. Didn't think this one through.
Damage is done.
I'm like, I saw videos of people putting Tony Satchery on their steps.
Damage is done,
like,
my friend.
There is no, like, they don't have salt. You know, when it would sleet, you know what they would dump on the roads? Sand.
Huh.
Like, they don't have to deal with this. It's never snowed in my lifetime. So, yeah, just listening to all the remedies of how to get the snow so they could drive their car. Not to mention all the accidents. It was brutal.
Damage is done.
Froggy, what do you got?
I'm going to ask you guys a question, even though I kind of already know the answer. Do you guys know the final score of the Pro Bowl?
There was a score? I thought they just played, like, events. Like, no. They play a flag football game?
No one knows. I saw someone go for two. Jonnu Smith caught a ball.
Mm-hmm.
I saw people dive in a foam pit. My damage is done goes to the NFL and how they've completely ruined the entire idea of a Pro Bowl.
Damage is done, my friend.
I'm with you. I'm sure people watched it because football just gets ratings and people like being around football. But
yeah,
I don't understand why we got to keep doing this to all-star games in general.
Yeah.
Take all-star games for what they are.
For sure.
And like, you don't have to keep changing ideas and keep, they're doing this.
Why are we complaining? Right? Why are we complaining about?
People do, though. They do. They're
the
like,
Pro Bowl.
The Pro Bowl, you know what the it NBA is? All-Star Game.
Here's what the Pro Bowl is. The Pro Bowl is this, and this is how I looked at it. It is an autograph session week where kids and people who are fans of players can go and get autographs and see them outside of, you know, in an area where you can have access to. With all the various events they have. That's it. It's the elite of the elite that year. And you get an opportunity to, you know, be a little bit closer to them. That's it. Take it for what it's worth. Like, the Pro Bowl hasn't meant anything for years. It is the sheer idea that you can get all of these players, all of these NFL players, for people that football's their favorite sport. You can get the best players of that year in one place, and you can have like a closer or a more personable interaction with them. That's it. Take it for what it's worth. Nobody has to get hit, right?
Boom.
They can all go out and have fun. You want hitting in a Pro Bowl?
I know how to fix the Pro Bowl. Actually.
How? Fix it.
2-day event. Day one. You know all those crazy dumb games they do? No. Let's cut it out. Let's do it very simple. Fastest man, strongest man, best hands, best arm.
They do all those things.
Yeah, but then they got dodgeball, they got spike the ball, they got, you know, crazy dumb stuff.
They do relays.
No, I need fastest man.
They used to do that. What was the
exactly?
They used to have a thing where they took players from all different sports and.
Well, no, I just need
American Gladiators.
No. What was that show?
No, American Gladiators.
No, it wasn't.
Larry Zonka was the color analyst for American Gladiators.
No, but that's
all athletes from all sports. Are you thinking Joes versus Pros?
Oh, that's a good. Hey, that was good.
No, there was a show. What was the show that used to come on where?
Yeah, Nitro.
No.
Laser.
Okay. He's getting upset.
They had bench press. It was
the outdoor games.
Ooh.
No, it was something similar to that.
Don't you guys miss World's Strongest Man?
I do. That's why I wish I had a sports challenge. Is that it?
Anybody remember the name of the show where they used to have athletes compete? Like they had the fastest guy, strongest guy. They did the tug of war. Battle of the Stars. Was it Battle of the Stars? No. It wasn't Battle of the Stars.
You had me looking for D'Angelo Russell on the Lakers earlier, so I'm done with this. I can't continue to do this.
I'm telling you, it's American Gladiators.
It's
fastest man, strongest man, best hands, best arm. The next day, my favorite football players play football. What a crazy idea.
Take a break back after this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.